Several top stories on Blitz this hour. Football reacts to the Euros being moved. Roland Garros to be played later in the year. Golf's second major has been put on hold. The Diamond League to rethink its schedule. And the Olympic torch relay heads to Japan. UEFA's decision to postpone Euro 2020 until 2021 because of the coronavirus pandemic gives everybody breathing space at a really difficult time. The tournament, due to take place from the 12th of June to the 12th of July, will now run from the 11th of June to the 11th of July next year.
We knew we have to stop the competitions. We think that postponing the Euro is the only chance to get a chance to the national leagues and to all the club competition to finish their competition. But also that is not sure for now.
I'm very pleased they've took the decision to move the Euros out a year. I think it just gives everybody breathing space at a really difficult time, an unprecedented time, and one where, you know, the health of our players, of our fans and everybody in the footballing family of Europe is at stake. So yeah, I would commend them for doing that.
If it's to ensure the safety of football fans, and especially, you know, a lot of people are going to be going to the Euros, I think they should do it and they should postpone it. But personally, I wouldn't have postponed it until next year, maybe until September, October. And yeah, maybe around those times, not too long until 2021.
It's extremely disappointing to me. I was really looking forward to it. So, you know, I'm very disappointed, but you know, life goes on and you understand that there's a greater wisdom behind it being cancelled, so you just have to accept that and move on.
The postponement provides a chance for European leagues that have been suspended to now be completed.
Preferably we'd like to start the leagues hopefully as early as possible, as it is safe for players and spectators, to finish the league before the 30th of June. There will be a high profile group of important people who are going to talk about the exemptions maybe, or maybe difficulties to finish it before the 30th. So what are the options and the possibilities to maybe run a league till the 15th of July? What kind of implications will that have? And I think the whole football world should unite and make sure that happens before the 30th. Is it players? Is it the clubs? The leagues? The nations in that way. So we should be able to finish the league before the 30th.
The Copa America has been moved to 2021 because of the coronavirus outbreak. The South American tournament, set to be held in Colombia and Argentina, will now be played between the 11th of June and the 11th of July next year, the same dates as the postponed European Championship. This year's edition was expected to open a new era with the tournament every 4 years at the same time as the Euros.
Es una decisión que se veía venir y que finalmente se protocolizó en la mañana de hoy cuando los presidentes de las federaciones afiliadas a la CONMEBOL decidimos que lo más conveniente era aplazar la Copa América para el próximo año. La misma se hará con los mismos países, Colombia y Argentina. El formato sigue siendo el mismo. Los grupos ya están sorteados, el calendario está establecido. En principio creeríamos que va, en este sentido no va a haber ninguna modificación. Simplemente es la reprogramación de las fechas.
The Turkish Football League is one of the few sporting activities still active and is currently completing fixtures behind closed doors until the end of April. A decision that prompted former Nigeria captain John Obi Mikel to criticize the country's football authorities for not suspending the season while there is uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, he has left Turkish club Trabzonspor. The Nigerian, who joined the club last year and had a deal until May 2021, has had his contract terminated by mutual consent. The World Health Organization may have declared coronavirus a global pandemic, but that hasn't stopped one football team from continuing to train. Kanan, Pakum, Yaounde from Cameroon are continuing business as usual. With six games to go in Cameroon's top flight, the club are preparing ahead of their match with Union Douala. The league is currently on a week's break and will resume next weekend. The players are aware of the threat, but because there is no problem at club level yet, and no player has been reported to have contracted the virus, the players remain focused on the task at hand. The Proteas 16-man squad will go into self-isolation for 14 days as a precaution following their return from their cancelled tour of India. The Proteas arrived home safely on Wednesday morning after their three-match one-day international series was postponed due to the global coronavirus pandemic. The opening ODI in Dharamsala was washed out before the Board of Control for Cricket in India decided to call off the two remaining ODIs. The ODI series between the two countries will be moved to a later date. The PGA Tour has cancelled another month of tournaments. The RBC Heritage, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, the Wells Fargo Championship and the Byron Nelson Championship have been cancelled. Last week, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan cancelled the remainder of the tour's flagship event, the Players' Championship. In addition to the Valspar Championship, the WGC Match Play and the Valero Texas Open. Meanwhile, the PGA Championship, one of golf's four majors, has become the second major to be postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. TPC Harding Park in San Francisco was due to host the fight for the Wanamaker Trophy from the 11th of May, but the tournament will now be rescheduled for later in the year. It comes after the Masters, which was due to begin on the 9th of April at Augusta National in Georgia, was called off last week.
The Sunshine Tour is the latest sporting body to suspend all activities due to the coronavirus. On Monday, the decision was taken by the Sunshine Tour Board of Directors and the Players Committee. The tour will review its position on the 20th of April or as the situation demands.
So we're in recess essentially for the next month and a bit. Our staff, our team on a travel ban. And then from a player's point of view, we've unfortunately said to the guys we're taking a break. But we are saying to them, keep on playing. Gather in small, in four balls, maybe two four balls, and don't go sit in the pub afterwards. Play your golf, practice in small groups. We fully understand it's a difficult space for them. They've come off a long season. That's the place we find ourselves in. We're backing our president and what he said, as well as our health ministry and the World Health Organization. Social distancing is key, and that's what we're trying to promote across the Sunshine Tour.
The Sunshine Tour is not the only tour to be affected and stands in unity with the International Federation of PGA Tours and World Golf's decision to suspend its activities.
We've been in contact with the PGA Tour, the European Tour, as well as the Asian Tour on how it's been impacted. We obviously saw that the Players' Championship had one round and then got cancelled, which was very unfortunate. And we know it was a very difficult decision prior to knowing what we were going to do. We weren't too sure. Should we carry on? Shouldn't we carry on? I think our members are obviously disappointed, but they fully understand where it comes from.
With so much at stake, the tour was unanimous in their decision to suspend all activities.
We know what the right thing is. We don't want to be one of those statistics. So it was a very simple conversation. Either it was a long conversation because we've got the interest of our members as well, saying what do we do with our members. So our conversation went around our sponsors and partners first and foremost. Can we move their tournaments? And then it went quite quickly. We understand what needs to be done. No one wants to be ill and no one wants to be a carrier either.
If there is a positive for the tour, it's that the coronavirus has struck during what is effectively the off-season, as only two events have so far been affected. Tournaments were due to be played in Zimbabwe and Zambia during April, but those have been rescheduled.
We've managed to speak to those sponsors, our African partners, and move those tournaments into August. So we're very lucky that they've agreed. They've also been impacted by it. They want the tournament. They see the value in it. So 100% correct. We're in a quiet period now. We normally go into a little break in June, July. We're just bringing that break a little forward so the guys can get off a seven-week period now of playing tournament golf and move on later on, where we've just did the maths. In excess of 20 million rand the guys will play for when they come back, which is exciting. That excludes our big co-sanctioned events. So there is some positive light at the end of the tunnel for us.
Roland Garros is usually the second Grand Slam tournament of the year and the finale of the clay court part of the season. It will now be the final major of the year after being moved as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The event has now been scheduled to take place between the 20th of September and the 4th of October. That means it will begin just 1 week after the completion of the US Open. All professional tennis across the world is currently suspended until at least the 20th of April. While Roland Garros has received a new date, Wimbledon organizers will continue to plan for this year's championships while monitoring the escalating coronavirus pandemic. SW19 is scheduled to run from the 29th of June till the 12th of July this year, and organizers remain hopeful that the grass court blockbuster will be able to go ahead.